Kudimaran Tanina, Chapter 44. We're just going to add on some interesting items that are found in Rabbeinu Zal's Sforim that clarify a little bit the message that Rabbeinu Zal is presenting in this Torah. The first item is found in Sichas Haran, which in English is known as Rabbi Nachman's Wisdom, in paragraph 142, Kuf Mem Beis. Rav Nosson Zal writes, Re'eze Motsosi Miksavyad HaChaverim Bebiur Yoser Ktsas. I found something additional written by Rabbeinu Zal's Talmidim on this topic, which is elaborated on a little bit more. V'zel Hashoinai, and this is the words that are written. Kishenoyfe la'odam sveikos be'emunas ha'boyeris sporach shmoi. If a person ever finds that doubts in faith in Hashem enter into the person's mind, yoimar bepe mole, the person should say verbally, Ani ma'amin be'emuna shleima, that I believe 100%, with 100% faith, shehu yochid rishain va'achroin, that Hashem is the only one, the first and the last. Ki yodua, because it's known, she'etzahora nimshach migvurois hanafulin, that the Yetzahara, the power of the Satan, comes from the power of Din, from the left side of Hashem, that is fallen. In other words, we know that Kaviochel, by Hashem, there exists a concept that we are permitted to refer to, not that this actually exists by Hashem, a right and a left. We know Hashem Echod, Ushmay Echod, that everything about Hashem is one. But we're given permission to speak about Hashem, to refer to Hashem as a concept of kindness and harshness. And we know that there is a concept that the right side represents kindness, the left side represents harshness. And when this harshness falls, when there's a pigam, when there's a defect within the harshness, when there's a misuse of this harshness, chas v'shalom, by people, then it's possible for these givurais, this power of harshness, to fall into the hands of the satan, the evil forces, and this is what gives them power. They draw their nourishment from the left side, kaviyachel, this sitra achra, as it's known, the other side, which is the less significant side, the weaker side, which is the left side, the side of din, judgment, harshness. So Rabbeinu Zal says, V'yesh gevurois dekdusha, shebohem mamtikin hagvurois deklipa. There is a concept of a gevura of kedusha, a holy harshness, which is able to sweeten and nullify any negative effects that come from the gevurois of klipa, from the harshness of tuma. V'haddibur hu bechinas gevurois dekdusha. Dibur, the speech of a person, is a concept of gevura. So that when a person speaks diburim of kedusha, words of kedusha, this represents a gevura of kedusha, as is found in the pasuk that we say in Ashrei every day, u'gevurascha yedaberu, we will speak of your gevura. We see that gevura, dibur, is associated with gevura, so that dibur represents gevurais dekdusha, that counter the effects of the gevurais deklipa, which give the satan power. Nimtza, Rabbeinu Zal says, we see from here, that kisheyomar ani ma'amin kanal, that when a yid will verbalize the words, I believe in Hashem, hu gevura is kedusha. This is a concept where he's creating gevura of kedusha. Ubozeh hu mamtik es hasfeika is shehu bechinas gevura is gevura deklipa. And by doing that, he nullifies, he eliminates the doubts which represent a gvura de klipa, because these doubts obviously come from the satan, and the satan draws his nourishment, his power, from the gvura of klipa. Therefore, by creating gvurais of kedusha, those gvurais of kedusha are able to eliminate the gvurais of klipa. They're able to sweeten them, they're able to resolve the problem, period. This is what the Gemara says in Brachas, la'olam yargiz adam yetzer tov al yetzer hara. The Gemara says that a person should always strengthen the Yetzer Tov over the Yetzer Hara. It uses this term, Roiges. Why? Rabbeinu Zal says, Dahainu shebigvurois digdusha mamtikin gvurois diklipa. The Gemara is referring to this fact that there is a concept of strength using brute force against brute force, using gevura against gevura. The satan represents a form of gevura. We battle him with another form of gevura. And what mitzvah is the Gemara there talking about? saying Kriya Shema. The Gemara there is talking about the saying of Kriya Shema, specifically Kriya Shema Lamita. And we know that Kriya Shema is where a person states their belief in Hashem. So we see that that's called a concept of being margiz, the Yetzer Tov, over the Yetzer Hara. It's a concept of arming the Yetzer Tov with Gevurais, with which to neutralize the power of the Satan, the power of Klipa. V'zehu shamru b'gemara, this is what the Gemara says, Shemi sheroitze shelo yihye ragzon, that if a person wants to avoid falling into kas, into anger, a person who by nature is bad-tempered, and they lose control of their temper, the Gemara says that we advise such a person that to see to it, sheyihye diburoi benachas, to get into the habit of speaking softly. By speaking softly, you avoid the risk of falling into kas. Because a person who by nature has very little control of their temper, when they're talking regular, at regular volume and loud and normal, it's very easy for it to slide, to slip and slide into a release of kas. Whereas such a person, when they're forcing themselves to talk softly, which isn't part of their nature, by doing that, that's like putting reins on themselves to make it much more difficult to slip into a fit of anger. Nimtza, we see from this, shehadibur benachas hu einoi kol kach roiges, that speaking softly is the opposite, is not roiges, that weakens roiges, that eliminates roiges. The Gemara says that if a person is ragzon, you avoid the roiges by speaking benachas. So we see that speaking benachas is not roiges. V'hashtiko mashtiko roiges. Speaking silently silences the anger. Aval hadibur bepe mole. But speaking solidly, speaking loudly, affirmatively, hu bechinas roiges. That is roiges. Shehu bechinas gevura kanal, which is gevura. So that Rabbeinu Zal is explaining here, note, the Gemara's advice here is, lo'olam yargiz adam yetzer tov al yetzer hara. Now, yargiz could not possibly mean to speak softly, because the Gemara tells us that if a person's a ragzon and he wants to avoid roiges, speak softly. So we see that speaking softly is certainly not yargiz. Therefore, what is yargiz? It's the opposite. It's speaking in a very loud, affirmative way. That concept of affirmative. So that when a person states with affirmity, I believe in Hashem, that's being mekayim, this mitzvah of being margiz, the Yetzer Tov, over the Yetzer Hara. He's arming the Yetzer Tov with the gvurois that are necessary, this ugvuros chayidaberu, to be able to neutralize the gvurois of the Satan, the place, the source from which the Satan draws, which is also a mokir of gvura. So that this is something Rabbeinu Zal mentioned as an Eitz HaTov, a practical advice, that when a person sees their emuna in Hashem, or their emuna sadikim, which is synonymous with emuna in Hashem, weakening, it's an Eitz HaTov for the person to actually say verbally in his hispoidedus, or in tefillah, or stam, just to make this statement that his own ears should hear, that he's saying these words that I do believe, and this alone will help him tremendously in overcoming the Satan, in weakening the Satan. This is one item that's mentioned related to this Torah in the Kutimaran. Then we find later in paragraph Reish Lamed Hei, 235 in Sichai Saran, we find where Rabbeinu Zal discusses his views on Chumrais Yiseiros, which Rabbeinu Zal spoke about in this Torah. If you recall, Rabbeinu Zal spoke about Emuna and how important it is for a person, for a Jew, to live with pshitas, with simplicity, and not to be a smart aleck when it comes even to Avodas Hashem, not to be a smarty pants, al titztak harbe, not to go in for chumrois yiseiros, which is a form of this smart aleckness in Avodas Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal writes, Kvar mavura b'likut imran tanina simen mem dalid, it has been already explained and expressed in chapter 44 in Likut Imran Tanina, which we just learned, Sherabbeinu Zal his here ma'oid livli lahachmir chumras yiseiros b'shum dovor, that Rabbeinu Zal had warned very, very much that those that would accept his advice should avoid going into chumras yiseiros, going into extra strict forms of avodas of serving Hashem b'shum dovor regarding any item, ki ein hakadosh baruch hu bo b'trunyem b'riyosa, because Hashem does not expect the impossible of His creations. V'lo nitma ha'Torah l'malachei ha'shoreis. The Gemara says Hashem didn't give the Torah to angels. He gave it to human beings, and human beings means that in serving Hashem, you have to act like a human being also. Not extraordinary, not in a ridiculous way, not these chumras yiseiros. The Omar Oz, Rabbi Nezal said, she'iso, that it's brought in Sfarim, she'roi l'chol odom, she'yivchar latzmoy mitzvah achas, it's a good idea for every Jew to single out one mitzvah in this, of the 613 mitzvahs, she'ba'iso ha'mitzvah yedakdek harbe, that within that one mitzvah, the person should be very particular, v'yekayim oiso ha'mitzvah im kol ha'chumreis v'hadikdukim, and the person should see to it to perform that mitzvah with all the chumreis, with all the strictness possible, and with all the particulars that any opinions in the Shulchan Aruch hold by for that specific mitzvah, for the performance of that specific mitzvah. As we find in the Gemara, that there was a statement among the rabbis of the Gemara where they would say to each other, Ovich b'may zohir tfei, what was your father most particular about? Implying that each person would select a certain mitzvah, that they were known for this mitzvah. It was known that this mitzvah was their outstanding item. The Afal Pikein, but still, Rabbi Nezal said, Gam ba'isa ha-mitzvah, even within that mitzvah, al yichnois b'chumrois shel shigo'oin ushtus umar shchoris. The person should not go into chumrois, types of strictness, shel shigo'oin of stupidity, vishtus and foolishness, umar shchoris, and depression and bitterness, making themselves crazy in trying to do this mitzvah perfectly. Rak, what does it mean? He should be particular with all types of strictness without the insanity. Leave out the insanity. But when it comes to doing all other mitzvahs, there's no need to be extras, to be very strict, to try to take the strictest form. And it's interesting that Rabbi Zal pointed out to us that there are pleiskim, there are authorities in Shulchan Aruch that are known as being mekilim, there are ones that are known as being machmirim. For example, the Shiloh HaKodesh, who is respected as one of the very, very great tzaddikim, and we certainly quote him and speak of him with the highest respect, and yet in this item, the Shiloh HaKodesh was known to be very machmir. He was known that the attitude that he said, told his children, that a person's life on this world is very limited, 70 years, 120 years, how difficult is it going to be to you putting things in their proper perspective? If you look at your real life as being 1 billion years, let's limit it. Let's not say infinite, because infinite you don't understand. But let's put a number on it, 1 billion years, 1,000 million years, and you know that 70 of them, or 80 or 90, you have to spend on this world. And those 80 or 90 years are going to determine your destiny for the remaining 999 million years. How difficult is it to try to play it out to its fullest, to try to be as strict as possible, not to take a chance on being too lenient at all in this world, but go to the fullest extent of serving Hashem to the best of your ability? This is what the Shiloh HaKodesh advocated, and this is what he mentions in his Sforim, which are written mostly for his children, as a form of a tzavor, he's advising them to go on this path. Rabbi Nezal, who was addressing the masses, the Dorei Mala and the Dorei Mata, Rabbi Nezal saw that during his time especially, there were a lot of people who were getting themselves totally slaughtered in religion by going in for these Chumras Yiseiros. They were making themselves crazy, they were making other people crazy, they were disqualifying a large percentage of Jews, not considering them religious, because they didn't abide by these super Chumras Yiseiros. Therefore, Rabbi Nezal spoke out against this, and Rabbi Nezal emphasized the middle path. Zero, not to the right, not to the left, right up the middle. But regarding all other mitzvahs, no unusual strictness, as we just said. And Rabbi Nezal said it would be fantastic if every Jew would just perform the mitzvahs of the Torah poshut, without the trimmings. That would be spectacular, implying that we're all obviously very far from that. So that a person should set their sights, that should be their goal, and halavai, they should get to that goal. Then Rav Enizal goes on to discuss, if anybody wants to look at this further, they can look at it on their own, in paragraph Reish Lamed Hey, in Sichas Aran. Rav Enizal goes on to discuss regarding Pesach, the holiday of Pesach specifically, that Rav Enizal said that even he himself, at one point, started getting wrapped up in the chumras regarding Pesach, with the water even, etc. And Rav Enizal said that he came to the realization later that this was not what Hashem wanted. And that if you want to go on that path, there is no limit at all. You can make yourself totally crazy, and if you're totally crazy, you can realize that you didn't do enough yet. So then you really flip out. So Rav Enizal said, therefore, a person should try to go the middle road, and to be able to be mechazik themselves very, very much. We'll just mention the last two lines in this paragraph, which are extremely important in terms of chizuk. Va'omar Oz, Rav Enizal then said, She'ein shum dovor sheyihye chiyuv bedafka ve'im lav chas, you know, etc. A person should never set themselves up in such a way that I must do this, and if I don't, it's the end of the world, period. Rak, the attitude of a person should be, im yuchal yuchal, if I can, I do it. Ve'im lav, and if I can't, oines rachmona patre. Hashem forgives a person if something is actually impossible for a person to do. Hashem understands that, and Hashem will make an allowance for it. And here again, this is where the Ikar Emunas Chachamim comes into play, that each and every person has to select a Rebbe in being able to know what's considered the limit for him. A person sometimes looks at himself and he feels great about himself, he thinks he's great and wonderful, and you ask him, how's he doing? Fantastic, great, what about you, etc. And we know sometimes that could be considered good, because a person doesn't allow himself to fall into Marash Chayra Rachmana Litzlan, or to look down on himself in a bad way. But at other times, we find that that could be very bad, because a person becomes so satisfied with himself that he doesn't realize that he has a lot of growing to do, a lot of advancing to do, and the person actually goes to sleep. Years go by and you don't see them advancing, progressing whatsoever in serving Hashem. You don't see them growing in Torah and Tefillah and Mitzvahs, etc. So each person has to be able to make a determination for themselves. What's considered enough? What's too little? What's too much? Period. Halavai, we should be zeicha to be guided the right way in this. It's Hashem.
How does a person determine what specific mitzvah he should pick for himself to be effective in?
It seems that this item, from when Rebbe Zal spoke about it, it's totally in a person's feeling. A person has to look for what they have a feel for. And what they have a feel for is obviously the thing that they need to be misakin most. Just like the Shulchan Aruch says when it comes to eating certain foods, that there are certain cases where the halacha says that if you have a few fruits in front of you that are the same bracha, which one do you pick first? The one that you like most. The question is, what does my liking it have anything to do with making the bracha on this one? Rav Nosson Zal explains in the Kutei Halacha is the fact that you like it, the fact that you're attracted to this item more so, shows that there's something in that item that's specific to the tikkun of your neshama more so than something else. So too with mitzvahs, each and every person has to find their mitzvah, the thing that they feel an atiyah for more, that they feel attracted to most.
Could this be a mitzvah slice of say too, the avoidance of a mitzvah slice of say, or is specifically a positive act, positive mitzvah?
I don't know. Okay, this is one set of items that we'll mention on this Torah. One other item we'll mention, Rav Enizal stresses in this Torah that ho emuna toile bepeh shel ha'adam, that a person's faith is dependent on the mouth. It's with the mouth that you really show whether you believe in Hashem or chas v'shalom, the opposite. We find Rav Nosson Zal in Likutei Halachos makes mention of a chapter in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kufnun Vav, chapter 156 in Eirachayim, where the Shulchan Aruch is discussing that after a person finishes davening in shul in the morning, like a religious Jew should daven only in shul with a minyan, after that the person should eat pas shachris, should eat bread for breakfast. Again, that's something that the Shulchan Aruch emphasizes as being highly recommended. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, achar kach, after that, yelech la'asokov, the person should go to do what he has to do, the chol toira she'enim amalocha, seifa b'teila v'goyrera sovain. Because for most people, if they try to lead a life where they're only studying Torah and they're not Isaac in malacha, in parnasa, The odds are against them. The odds are, chas v'shalom, that they'll have too much time on their hands, and that time will be used for avera, for sin. So that part of the reason for a person being Isaac in a parnasa is simply to fill the time with something that won't be classified as a sin. That's part of the reason. And the Shulchan Aruch says, v'yisa v'yitein be'emuna. The person should see to it to conduct their business with faith. Now, what are the next words of the Shulchan Aruch? What does that mean? How do we define doing business with faith? V'yizoher milahazkir shem shamayim levatola. Person should be specifically particular and careful to avoid mentioning Hashem's name in vain. Shebechol mokim shehaskoras Hashem mitzuya, because in any place where Hashem's name is mentioned often without any meaningful purpose, misa mitzuya, death is prevalent there. V'yizoher milishba afilu be'emes, and a person should be extremely careful to avoid even swearing on something that's 100% true. She'elef ayorois hayu liyanai amelech, because King Yanai had 1,000 cities, v'kulam nechrevu b'shvil shehayu nishboim shvuois, afal pi shoyim mekayimim oisam. And the Gemara says that these 1,000 cities, the people in them were destroyed because they used to swear often. They were in the habit of swearing, although it was true, although they would fulfill what they swore, I swear I'm going to do this, and they would do it. For that they were destroyed. This is how particular Hashem is about this. V'yizoher milehishtatef im hakutim. And a person should avoid doing business with non-Jews. Shemo yischayev loishvua. Because it's possible that it'll come to having to swear. V'oiver mishum loishoma al picha. And the person, the Jew, will be over the lav of v'shem elekim acherim loisazkiru loishoma al picha. That a Jew is not to have an idol's name mentioned because of him. In other words, if something will come up in business where he's going to challenge the guy in terms of whether he's telling the truth or not, and the guy will say, I swear by Yo-Yo Face, the name of his idol, that this and this is true, the Jew will be held responsible for the guy mentioning an Avodah Zorah, this Lo Yishoma Al Picha, because of you. The Ramah comments on this. There are people that are makel nowadays, because nowadays the goyim aren't that much into their idols, and there is a concept of belief in Hashem plus something else, etc. I'm saying we're not going in for the technical halacha. The point that we're trying to bring out here, that Rav Nosson Zal points out in Likutei Halachos, is that you see what the Shulchan Aruch is saying here, that the definition of emuna is by what comes out of your mouth. Emuna means avoiding mentioning Hashem's name in vain, being very careful in what comes out of your mouth, only emuna, in other words, only mentioning Hashem's name in Torah and Tefillah in Espeidus, not for nonsense, chas v'shalom, and especially, that it shouldn't be mentioned because of you, there should not be verbalized the name of Avodah Zorah. So we see what Rabbeinu Zal said here, that her emuna toileb, that the emunah is specifically dependent and shown by the mouth of the person, by what comes out of their mouth. Baruch Hashem. You see how, again, a person that knows Rabbeinu Zal Sforim, the words of the Shulchan Aruch take on so much meaning. You see that nothing is stam, and that every word blends together so well, and that the fact that this term is used, masomaten be'emunah, relates specifically to this halacha of not mentioning the name of Avodah Zorah, etc., that there are concepts behind this, and these concepts are only to be learned in the Sifrei Chasidus, the Svarim of these Sadikim, who provide us with these Yesodos by which we can understand the Shulchan Aruch better, by which a person can enjoy the limud of halacha, the limud of Gemara, much, much more. Baruch Hashem. Torah Mem Hei, chapter 45. In our Likutei Moran, it's page 61. The right-hand column, about three-quarters way down the page. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Be'inyan b'nei Adam she'roitzim u'mechinim atzmom kama pa'amim l'nsoya l'tzadik ha'emes." Regarding people who want and prepare themselves many times to travel to a tzadik emes, v'achar kach, and afterwards, yesh lahem menios, there are obstacles that present themselves, vinim noim, and the person is actually prevented, blocked, from ever getting to meet the tzaddik, or certainly from becoming attached to the tzaddik, as we have an example of this in the story of the Maisa Miravu Ben Yochi that Rabbeinu Zal told, one of the 13 stories in the Sipurei Maisius that revolves specifically about this concept that a person wanting to come to a tzaddik and all the obstacles that came up to prevent him, and in the end, the Satan was successful in preventing this person from getting to the tzaddik. Rabbeinu Zal says, regarding this subject, da, you should know, ki Shabbos Hinekudo Hapnimius. Shabbos is referred to as the central focal point of the whole creation. Umimeno Yoinkim Kol Hashishayomim. And it's from the Shabbos that all 6 days of the week draw their nourishment from. Now, we've given this example many times in the past, the example that the Zohar HaKadosh gives of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, that the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was a candelabra that had 7 rungs coming out of it. It was 3 branches coming out of each side, 3 half circles, 3 quarter circles, actually, on the right and on the left, and 1 coming up in the middle candle that shone straight up. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that there was a miracle in the Beis HaMikdash where the 3 candles on the right leaned towards the left, actually towards that center candle. The 3 candles on the left leaned towards the right, again towards the center, and all of this blended together. All the 6 candles on either side of the center one were all subservient to that middle one. That middle one represents the Shabbos Kodesh. That middle candle represented the Shabbos. The 3 rungs on the right represent Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of the prior to Shabbos, which draw their power from Shabbos. The 3 candles on the left represented Sunday, Monday, Tuesday of the following week, which draw their power from Shabbos. And Rav Nosson Zal points out in the Likutei Halachos, this is one of the reasons why on Wednesday morning, in the Shir Shel Yoim, that the Levim used to say in the Beis HaMikdosh, the last 3 sentences are, L'chun aranenu l'ashem noriya l'tzuri sheinu, then, Nekad mafona b'sayda b'smir s'nir noriya loi, then, Kikel god l'ashem melech god al-kol al-kim. We say the first 3 sentences of the tefillah of Friday night, we say it on Wednesday morning, because we're reminded on Wednesday morning that the 3 days that we're about to experience, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, are going to be drawing from the Shabbos Kodesh, that we've started walking towards Shabbos. So we see that Shabbos is the Nekudo Hem Tzoi, the Nekudas Hamerkas, the Nekudo Pnimius that Rabbi Nazar refers to here. V'chol umimeno yenkin kol hashishayomim, and from the Shabbos, all the other 6 days draw their nourishment. Shehein b'chinas ho'igulin soviv hanekuda. They are represented by circles surrounding this nekuda. It's as if we have a dot in the middle, and there are concentric circles coming out from that dot, surrounding that dot. Those represent the other 6 days of the week. As is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh Parshas Vayakel, Ukemuva, and is brought throughout the Sifrei Kabbalah. This is talked about very often. The Haklipos and the forces of Tuma, Mailichines, Horeshoim, Soviv Hanekuda. They lead the Reshoim, they lead those people that are evil around this center point. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Soviv Rishoim Yishalochon, that the Rishoim are led in a circle. They're led around. They're not permitted to get to that middle point. The Satan leads them around in circles and circles and circles, not allowing them to make a dive at that center. The Einom Meinichem Oysam Leskarev Lipnim, and the Soton, the Klipois, the forces of Tumah, do not allow these Rishoim to come close to the midpoint, to the Tzaddik, to the one in the center, El Hanekuda HaPrimis, to this center point. The Cholzman Shem Adayin Besoycho Aigulim, and so long that these Rishoim are still in the ring, as we call it, the person is still in the ring. They're still within these circles. Adayin yesh lohem tikvah lehiskari. There still exists a possibility, a hope, that they could eventually become niskarev to this nekudah hapnimi, to this central point. Afilu Poishe Yisrael, even Poishe Yisrael, even sinners who commit sins with intent and spitefully. As long as the person has not exited completely from these circles, there still exists a potential, a hope, that this person could possibly become attached to this nekuda hapnimius, to this central point. But a person who has left, who has exited from these circles completely, he has left the boundaries of Kedusha, kigoin mishumodim, for example, a person who renounces their faith, who gives up their faith, a person who shmads, they convert to another religion, azai i'efsher loy lehiskariv klal. For such a person, it's impossible for them to be able to come back, to be able to come close to this nekuda hapnimi. Rabbi Nazal says, so till now in this chapter we refer to this nekuda hapnimi as the Shabbos. The Zohar HaKadosh refers to the Shabbos as the nekuda hapnimi. The hatzadik hu bechinas Shabbos. We know that the tzadik is referred to many times in the Zohar HaKadosh and in other sforim as the Shabbos. Bechinas hanekuda pnimius. The tzadik represents this central point, this focal point. Shemimenu yoinkim hakoil. From him, everything draws. Everything draws from the tzaddik yisoid, the foundation of everything, kemuva, as is brought throughout all these sforim akdoshim. So Rabbi Nazal is implying here that a person has to hope very, very hard that they remain in the ring, that there's a concept of chas v'shalom getting knocked out of the ring, where at that point in time it becomes very difficult, practically impossible, for a person to ever come close. And a person has to beg Hashem. Rabbi Nazal implies here that the Satan leads a person round and round many times, not allowing him to really get attached to the center. And here's where a person has to ask themselves. Each person has to make an honest evaluation. A person who's trying to become attached to the Tzaddik Emes, to Rabbi Nazal, am I attached? Or am I in this Bechina where I'm going round and round and I'm not getting to the center, I'm not really getting attached? And this is something that a person has to daven for very, very hard, to be zeicha not to be in this Bechina of Saviv Rishom Yishalochun, but to actually be zeicha to become attached to the Tzadik Emes, to this Nekuda HaPnimi. Baruch Hashem. Next.
The six days of the week are automatically Rishon.
They represent the path to which Rishonim are limited to, and they're not permitted to get to the center of the Shabbos. So they represent a road that's around the tzaddik, sort of, in other words, surrounding the tzaddik, but not actually the tzaddik himself, that kind of thing. And a person, until a person is actually zeicha to become solidly, completely attached to the tzaddik, the person could possibly still be considered to be on this path where he's going round and round. He's close, but he's not there yet. That concept of not being there yet. Baruch Hashem. Torah Mem Vov, chapter 46. Rabbi Nazal says, Mesiras nefesh yesh lekol echod v'echod miYisrael b'chol yoyim u'v'chol shor. We know that there was a tzaddik called the Ohev Yisrael, the Abderav, Zechron Avracha, who wrote a sefer called Ohev Yisrael, and he was one, besides Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berditchev Zal, these people were known as always speaking in a spectacular way about Bnei Yisrael. They would always referred to the Jewish nation in speaking to Hashem with the highest respect, always trying to make the Yidden look very good before Hashem's eyes. Look at what Rabbi Nazal says here about each and every single Jew. Rabbi Nazal says that the highest degree, the highest level in Avodas Hashem possible, which is called Mesiras Nefesh, a person who's willing to serve Hashem, to put his life on the line for serving Hashem, Rabbi Nazal says, Mesiras Nefesh yesh lekol echod v'echod miYisrael b'chol yoyim u'v'chol shor. Each and every single Jew, every day, every hour, shows Mesiras Nefesh for Hashem, shows super, super dedication to Hashem, a willingness to to put his life on the line for Hashem. How? For example, kigoin. For example, shenoisein mamoinoi litztaka. Each and every single Jew who is zeichet to participate in the mitzvah of tztaka, the mitzvah of charity, the hamamoin hu hanefesh. We know that the money of a person is referred to at times as the life of the person, the soul of the person. Ki elov hu naiseyes nafshoi. The pasuk says in Chumash Dvorim that if a person ever lends money to a poor man, and he accepts collateral from the poor man, he accepts a mashkin, the Torah warns, be very careful not to hold on to that poor man's money, not to hold on to his collateral, ki elav hu naiseyes nafshoi, because he yearns to that so much, his soul, his life is attached to that. His life is attached to that. So we see that a person's life is attached to their money at times in a certain way. Dahainu, this means, Rabbi Nizal says, Shemoiser nafshoi biyegiois v'sakonois koidem shemarviach hamomoin. Each and every single human being actually takes their life into their hands in tremendous effort and actual danger, people risking danger before they're able to make profit, to earn money. Person walks out of their house today. That's obviously the first sakona they encounter in earning a living. Person goes on a train or a plane or on a ship. These are all places where we know we've heard many, many stories of people who went and didn't come back, Rahman al-Islam, that these items are classified as sakona, putting your life in danger for the sake of earning a living. A person opens a store today where the odds are very much that it's considered normal to have X number of robberies per year, X number of break-ins per year, etc. So we see that these people can actually be classified as risking their lives to earn money, to earn a living. The achakach, and after having done that, after having put his life on the line to earn this money, noitel hamomoin, the person takes the money, the noisnoi, and gives it away, bishvil Hashem yisborach, on behalf of Hashem, because Hashem says that the poor people, they represent me, they are my agents. If you want to give anything to me, Hashem says, you can't put money in Hashem's hands. Hashem says, I have appointed agents on my behalf in this world. Who are they? The poor people, the aniyim, they are the agents to receive money on behalf of Hashem. Nimtza. So we see Meiser Nafshei, that that's classified as Mesiras Nefesh for Hashem. This money which you actually risk your life on, taking that money and giving it away for Hashem, shows that you're giving something away where there was Mesiras Nefesh involved to Hashem. You're giving Mesiras Nefesh to Hashem. You're showing Mesiras Nefesh to Hashem. That's one example, the mitzvah of tzedakah, which every Jew hopefully performs every day. We mentioned just recently that the Shulchan Aruch recommends that before a person davens, Shachris, Mincha, Maariv, or at least Shachris specifically, we know that that's the first tefillah of the day, that's Kehil of the whole day, a person should see to it to set aside tzedakah, charity, in order to help the tefillah to go through. So each and every single Jew normally doesn't allow the day to go by without giving tzedakah one time, which means without serving Hashem with Mesiras Nefesh one time, right there. V'chein b'tefillah. And so too, tefillah is also a form of Mesiras Nefesh. Isa b'medrash ha'ne'elam, it's brought in the Zohar HaKadosh, Shehi b'chinas ki olecho hoiragnu kol hayoim. The Zohar HaKadosh refers to a person davening as a person holding a machete in his hand, and he's chopping his way, he's going into a battlefield, into a war, and he's chopping his way through the enemy territory. Who are the enemies that surround him? The machshavos zoros. All the thoughts, the thickness of the thoughts that come to a person at the time of tefillah, and the person's battling, fighting to concentrate on the words of tefillah, not to allow his mind to get distracted, to go off on a tangent and thinking about other things, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Hainu Mesiras Nefesh. That's also called Mesiras Nefesh. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the Pasuk, Ki Olecho Hoiragnu Kol Hayoim, Hashem, for you, we kill ourselves all day. The Zohar Kodesh says that that pasuk refers to tefillah, ki tzorich yegia gedayla, because it requires tremendous effort, umilchama gedayla, and a tremendous battle im hamachshavos, with a person's thoughts, v'habilbulim, and all the confusion, all the mess that tries to confuse him, that tries to get his mind distracted during the time of tefillah. V'tachbulais, and all the chalent that comes to the person at the time of tefillah, trying to mess him up, lonus v'levroyach mehem, it requires a mesiras nefesh, literally a person struggling in an incredible way to escape these thoughts in order to concentrate on the tefillah. V'alze ne'mar ki olecho hiragnu kemuva b'medrash hanelam. And about this, the pasuk says, ki olecho hiragnu kol hayom. The Zohar HaKadosh actually refers to this as a war, that each and every single Jew who is zeichet to daven Tashem three times a day or in his spite of this, person's actually going out to milchama, and he's actually taking his life in his hands, because that's how heavy a battle it is at times, to be able to concentrate on tefillah. If you really want to daven the right way, you see that it's an incredible fight to be able to hold off against the enemy, to be able to concentrate. Nimtza, we see, shehu mesiras nefesh, that tefillah is also classified as a form of mesiras nefesh. V'chein kiyotze boze, and so too other examples of mitzvahs that a person performs where he has to pay money for the mitzvah, be it tzitzis, tefillin, mezuzah, all kinds of things, each one requiring a mesiras nefesh, a super dedication on the part of the person to do it. Rabbi Nazal says, v'da, and you should know, shehamaniyos sheyesh l'kol echad l'avoida sabayri yisporach shmoi, that the obstacles that each and every single person is presented with when it comes to that prevent them from serving Hashem, kigoin linsoya lahatzadik ho'emes, for example, all the obstacles that come up to prevent a person from coming to the tzadik emes, ukiyotze, all other types of things, ulakol echod viechod nidmalai shehamaniyos sheloi gedoylim yoyse mishal chaveroi, and each and every single person who finds themselves in this predicament, where they find themselves experiencing obstacles from serving Hashem, each and every person thinks that their situation is the most difficult, their situation is the worst, they're having the roughest time in coming close to Hashem, the koshel amoid behem, and it's very, very difficult to withstand the obstacles, to overcome the obstacles. Rabbi Nizal says, da, you should know, shelekol echod ein lo yimaniyos rakafi koichoi, that each and every single person is given obstacles according to what Hashem knows that person is capable of taking. According to Hashem's calculations, Hashem knows that this person is capable of standing up to this level of obstacles. Im yirtze, if the person wants, if the person really wants, if he's sincere in his desire to come close to Hashem, he definitely has it within him to be able to overcome the amount of obstacles that he's being given. Ube'emes, and in truth, ein shum mania. In fact, don't look at it as if there's Hashem, and there's the obstacle in coming close to Hashem, which seems to be a different, a unique entity unto itself, kigam bahamaniyah bi'atzma malubo shem Hashem yisborach, because within the obstacle itself is found Hashem, ukemavur b'mokam acher, as is explained in the first half of Likutei Moran and Chelek Rishayin in chapter Kuf Tesvav, chapter 115, where Rabbein Ezal there quotes the pasuk, u'moshe nigash el ha'arafel asher sham hu'elikim, that when Hashem presented himself to the Jewish nation at that time, Hashem presented himself in a black cloud, in an arofil. Arofil means a thick, thick cloud. And all the other Jews saw this thick cloud. They were afraid to enter. Moshe nigash el ha'arofil. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't afraid. His desire and wanting to come close to Hashem was so intense that he wasn't going to allow any obstacle to stand in his path. And if at the time it appeared that in order to get to Hashem he had to pass through this cloud, he dove right in there. The Torah testifies, el ha'arofil asher shom hu elikim. Hashem was actually inside the cloud itself. That inside of the mania is the existence of Hashem. We know that this word ha'arofil is bigematria shechina, is bigematria the word shechina. We know that, for example, the word Mitzroima, Ve'ele Shemais Bnei Yisrael Haboim Mitzroima, the Jews went down to Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim represents a Yerida, a going down, one of the obstacles that the Jews had to go through in their obstacle course in trying to get to Eretz Yisrael, in trying to get close to Hashem. And the word Mitzroima, the Arizal says, is Bigimatria Shechina, again, showing that within the cloud is found Hashem. And we find, Rav Nosson Zal explains in the Likutei Halachos, we know that one of the names of Hashem is Noyam. The word Noyam, Lachzois ben Noyam Hashem. Noyam means sweetness. The word Noyam is actually one of the miluim of the Shem Ekye. Hashem's name Ekye, when it's written out in its full form, Aleph Lamed Pei, and Kei, this spelled out in its full form, it's Bigimatria Noyam, which is 161 with the Kolel. Noyam with the Kolel is one of the miluyim of the Shem Ekye, where it's Aleph Lamed Pei, Hey Yud, Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, and Hey Yud, it's Bigimatria 161, which is Noyam. Rav Nosson Zal explains in the Likutei Halachos that when a Jew is zeiche to go through the menias that he has to go through in order to come close to Hashem, the menias themselves actually turn into ne'imus. The word menias, which means obstacles, is the identical letters of the word ne'imus, which means sweetness, which is one of the names of Hashem. So that according to how difficult it's made for a person to come close to Hashem, that difficulty actually is Hashem himself. And the person finds that their closeness to Hashem, or their closeness to the Tzaddik Emes, is dependent on how difficult a time they had in coming close. So in the Maniyah itself is found Hashem. V'hamaniyah hagdayla shebechol hamaniyah is the most difficult obstacle out of all the different obstacles that a person experiences. He maniyas hamoyach is the mental turmoil that a person goes through. The doubts. Dahainu ma'ashem moichoy v'liboy chaluke me'ashem yisporach. Oimei hatzadik. This that the person's mind and heart are divided from Hashem, are separated from Hashem, that in his mind and heart, he's not totally with Hashem. He doesn't really believe completely. He doesn't really understand completely. And therefore, he's not totally with Hashem. His desire to come close to Hashem is not 100% because his faith in Hashem is not 100%. Because even after a person overcomes the obstacles that they have in traveling to the Tzaddik Emes, and he gets there already, he arrives at his destination, still, when his mind is divided, which means sofek, doubt, he's wavering. When the person is wavering, v'koshaloi kushis ala tzaddik, and he has doubts about the tzaddik, he has questions, things that he doesn't understand about the tzaddik, v'yeshloi akmimius beliboi al hatzaddik, and he has a crookedness in his heart, a negative feeling towards the tzaddik, zois hamaniyo moinea oisoi yoiser mikol hamaniyos. That obstacle is more of an obstacle than any and all obstacles of money or religiousness or tikkun abris, everything. That's the most difficult obstacle. When the person isn't sholem in his emunah, in his faith in the Tzaddik Emes or in Hashem. V'chein b'tfila, and so too regarding davening to Hashem. Shebetchilo yesh loy kama menias latfila. A person has many obstacles to begin with in tefillah. And after the person overcomes all the obstacles, he's lazy, he's tired, he doesn't want to walk out of the house to go to shul, and he goes out of the house and he gets stuck in the elevator, and somebody stops him in the street and they're talking to him and he reminds himself that he has to go to the store to get something. All the different obstacles that he has to overcome before he gets to shul, before he gets to start davening, or before he gets to have a spedidus, the achakach kishoiv aleim, after the person passes all the obstacles, ubola his spalel, and he finally comes to daven, kisheliboy okum ufesautel me'ashem isporach, if his heart is crooked and wavering in terms of Hashem, zoi samania gedoyla mikulam kanal. That's the biggest, that's the worst obstacle in preventing him from being able to daven the right way. Hainu b'chinas libi scharchar. This is the term that David HaMelech used in Tehillim, referring to himself, where he said, my heart is scharchar. What is scharchar? Targum Soviv Schir Schir. The Targum, the Aramaic for the word round in Hebrew, Soviv, the Aramaic terminology for it is Schir Schir, going round and round in circles. Concept of a person who doesn't know a direction to go in, and he's going round and round, he's going nowhere. He's moving and going nowhere. Dahainu sheliboy mesuvav umukov umaukam bakminius the kushes the kfirus alashem isporach. This is referring to a person whose heart is round, it's going round and round in circles and crookedness with questions and doubts about Hashem. Sheze bechinas vayimoraru eschayem bavoida kosho. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when the Torah tells us that the Egyptians made the Jews do a bitter type of work, bechaymer ubelevenim, with lime and with bricks, the Tikkun Ezer says, ve'isa betikkunim, that the word bechaymer means bechumra, with chumra of kushya, with difficult questions. They kept bombarding the Jews with difficult questions about Hashem that the Jews weren't strong enough in faith at the time to be able to answer. Ubelevenim is ubelibuna demaicha, with the white matter of the brain. In other words, battling, bombarding their brains with questions that injected doubts about Hashem. And that's what made the avoida difficult. That's what makes a person's avoida Hashem more difficult than anything, when the person is going through these chumrois, these kushy, these difficult questions about Hashem, when a person has questions on Hashem for which the person doesn't have answers. This refers to the questions in a person's heart, which are the biggest obstacle. Va'oz tzorich litzoik lo'oviv shebashamayim b'koil chozok mi'imke halev. What is a person supposed to do when they find that this is their predicament, that this is the situation that they're in, that they don't daven with spectacular kavona, which implies that obviously they don't have the right kind of emuna, that they're in this bechina of libis charchar, or they're not super attached to the tzaddik emes? What happens then? Rabbi Nizal says, what the person has to do then is he has to scream out to Hashem with tremendous power, b'koil chozok, me'imke halev, from the depths of his heart, v'oz, and then, Hashem isporach shemea koiloi, Hashem listens to his voice, u'poine letza'akosoi, and Hashem turns to his screams, and it's possible that from this itself, just from this scream to Hashem, yipoel v'yizbatel legamri kol hakushes b'hamnias kanal, that act of screaming out to Hashem from the depth of one's heart, that could actually erase all the doubts and all the obstacles that the person was having preventing him from coming close to Hashem. One good scream to Hashem could actually eliminate it all. The Al-Kolponim, at least, Hashem Yizborach Shemeya Koiloi, Hashem will listen to him, Sheze Yeshuasai. That's a certain major degree of a Yeshua, of a salvation, in that Hashem will hear your scream. Veze Oisiois Kushya. Rabbi Nizal says, this is what the meaning, the word Kushya, which means a question in Hebrew, Roshei Tevois Shema Hashem Koili Ekra. The word kushya makes up the first letters of Dovra Melech's statement and tell him, Hashem, listen to me, I'm calling out to you. Listen to my voice as I cry out to you. Shetzorich rak likrois laHashem. A person has only to call out to Hashem. Kishemizgaber olav hakushya b'hakfira kanal. When a person feels the question or the doubt in faith strengthening itself against him, his main etza is to scream out to Hashem, to call out to Hashem, and this could actually, in one zetz, this can knock out all the obstacles. It can literally erase all the obstacles and literally give him a Yeshua in one shot. This one act of screaming out to Hashem, Eyum Kedalipo, can actually eliminate all obstacles, everything that's preventing him from coming close to Hashem.